These days, fishermen can stay in touch with family on shore through a variety of communication devices that were not available even a generation ago. Charlotte Enochson reflects on these changes.
I can't imagine what it must be like for people who didn't grow up in it. I can't imagine that kind of adjustment, because you're living essentially for a major portion of your lives, you're living completely separate lives. I guess it's a little easier now with cell phones, but there were no cell phones back then. We had to depend on Bill Brennan and the Fish News for communication, so it was hard when there was a crisis. Real hard when there was a crisis.
Kirsten Bendixson recalls that many times her husband did not talk about the trip once he was safely on shore.
And of course, when I was home with the children, he was out to sea, yes, and he was in. We didn't talk a lot about the trip. They don't want to when they come home, I don't think. Because I'd even say, you know, how was the weather? Yeah, it was all right, a little sloppy. And then I'd find out years later with a hurricane, 145 mile an hour. You know?
Similarly, Bernice Callan learned of a close call her husband had had months later.
My husband, he didn't tell me this, but he fell overboard while they were out to sea. And they picked up the net, and he was in it. They brought up the net, and he was in it. When he came home that trip, he was all black and blue, but he told me he fell on the deck. And not till months after, when we were out with some fishermen and their wives, one of the men that we were with said to him, "Boy, you had quite a bout a little while ago, didn't you, Donald?" I said, "What? What was that about?" He said, "When he fell overboard and they brought him up in the fishing net." Now, see, those kind of things our husbands didn't tell us because they didn't want us to be upset over it.
Even with today's technology, fishermen's wives still worry when the winds blow and their husbands are out to sea. Ellen Scar, speaking to an audience at the Working Waterfront Festival, remembers one particularly frightening time.
And I never forget one time my husband was on his way in, and it was winter time. And he called me, and we didn't have the phone service that we have today. He called me, he was going to be in about 5 o'clock, he said. And it started to snow. And I went out to the dock, there was nobody there. And it snowed, and it snowed, and it snowed. And I wasn't sure if there were any other boats in. His friend, his best friend, which lived in Akushnet, I called him and asked what he knew. And he said, "Well, I know there is another boat out there," he said. I waited a while, and I called him back again, my friend. And he said, "Ellen, you want me to come down?" It was a snowstorm, but it was a windstorm too, you know. "You want me to come down and go on the boat," he said, "and try to see if we can reach him from the boat? Would you?" He came down, risked his life to come down from Akushnet down to the dock. And we did. We went on board. We tried to call. No, no answer. I don't know how I was numb. He drove me home, and as we parked in the driveway, the door flew open, and my daughter says, "Ma, Dad just called. He's all right." Yeah, so there was many stories like that.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from Mass Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.